Ohio woman gets 30 years to life in egregious bestiality case. By Amy Furr on January 22, 2026. An Ohio woman was sentenced to 30 years to life behind bars Wednesday in a horrifying case involving bestiality in children. The case surrounds the woman, Shauna Mayfield, and her husband, Justin Mayfield, WFMJ reported Wednesday. She was charged with rape, sexual conduct with an animal, pandering sexually oriented matter involving a minor, and endangering children. The outlet noted, if released, she must register as a Tier 3 sex offender. In a newsletter dated January 8, the Trumbull County Prosecutor's Office said Shauna Mayfield, 28, had pleaded guilty in the child rape, pornography, and bestiality case. The case involved a June 2023 investigation involving Warren police acting on a child pornography cyber tip given by the Cuyahoga Task Force on Crimes Against Children. Two minor victims, the ages 3 and 7, were involved in the sex acts that were videoed, as well as sex acts with a dog. Police also found an illegal marijuana grow operation on the premises, Assistant Prosecutor Gabriel Wildman stated. Wildman stated the defendant has given a proffer testimony against the co-defendant in the case, her husband, Justin Mayfield. She must cooperate with prosecutor and testify against her husband, who faces similar charges. Officials also said at her sentencing she would be declared a Tier 3 sex offender, meaning if released from prison, she must register with the sheriff's office 4 times per year for the rest of her life. The woman's husband has pleaded guilty to rape and 1 count of dissemination of obscene material to minors, WFMJ reported January 12. He was sentenced to 40 years to life, and he also must register as a sex offender. During Shauna's sentencing, Judge Cynthia Westcott Rice told her, "I find that the victims have suffered serious psychological harm at your hands. You used your relationship with the victims to facilitate this offense." According to the update from the prosecutor's office, Wildman had said this case was one of the most egregious he has seen, and said there is a mountain of evidence, including statements from others and text messages where the couple allegedly boasted about abusing children.